Already rolling, loved ones. What's good with y'all? It's your boy Silver. I'm back again for another thing I like to call Silver Rides or Silver View. But to make it short and sweet for everybody, if y'all see that little thing right there on the sign, it's hashtag ARSR, Already Rolling Silver Rides. So from now on, whenever I'll be doing anything that has to do with the show or anything like that, I'ma just hashtag that ARSR. And y'all do the same thing for anything like that, anytime I'm, you know what I'm saying, having any type of content. But for the show today, I'm going to be having a real, real dope guest. The homie Michi Stacks going to be dropping by.
For sure. I think you out there in the road, G? You out in the road, man?
Yeah, I was just running some errands and shit.
Okay, then, shit. We know safety first always, you know what I'm saying, never too cool for the seatbelt.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Hey.
Shit, I didn't crash, though. I ain't gonna lie, I didn't crash, bro. I crashed one time, flipped in the car a hundred times. If I had a seatbelt on, I'd have died.
Nigga, say what?
Yeah, I flipped into the woods one time. Like, that shit was crazy.
Damn, dog. Well, I'm gonna start off by saying this. Welcome to the show, Walking Miracle, Michi Stacks. You feel me? You know what I mean? With the Patriot family, though. I see you respect to the game.
Oh, yeah, you already know, yeah. For sure.
Hey, for sure, yeah, bro. Man. Hey, I ain't gonna lie to you, dog. I ain't did one of these in a couple of weeks, so I appreciate you taking your time, doing it again.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, we had, it's so crazy. We had one, like, a while back, right before IG ended up letting me save videos and shit like that, and I was salty about that shit. So, like, what I mean? We ain't going to even just second that. We're going to just get a whole new one cracking today, bro. Last time I did, you know what I mean? Last time I did talk to you, bro, I'm being for real. I ain't talked to platinum recording artist Michi Stacks. I was talking to, you know, just the homie Michi Stacks, you know what I'm saying?
right,
bro, like, go ahead on, just give me up to speed with that, man. How that process been for you, man? Just, you know what I'm saying, dealing with that and everything, dog.
I mean, you know, I remember that, that was about a year ago, actually. We was talking about a lot of that, you know, like about, I was saying I had a couple features with Lil B, I was gonna drop one of them, and, you know, the universe just kind of took over, you know what I'm saying? Dropped that bitch, and bitch went crazy. Thanks, man, I appreciate that.
Hey, yeah, and for the Patrick stars in the world, those are the people that are living under a rock. The people who didn't know anything about what we talking about. I'm talking about the single, I Sold My Kidney. And me, bro, I gotta be honest,
right.
The shit hella catchy, bro. But the curiosity, the journalist in me always just want to know, did you actually sell your kidney?
All right, you know, I can't disclose that information.
I was fucking with you, bro. You know, it's so crazy, man. The only reason why I asked that because I was looking through the comments and shit like that on the video. And you know, bro, people out today, right. A bunch of bots for one. And then you got a lot of haters out there, bro, just wasting their time, you know what I'm saying? What is your honest opinion for the people that don't understand your craft? You know what I mean? For like the average person who, you know what I mean?
I mean, you know, I understand that they don't understand, basically. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, everybody different. Everybody got different opinions. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like I remember somebody saying some shit like on Twitter. They said some shit like, you know, everybody.
The internet was not allowing Michi to be great. Thus far, the philosopher was put on mute because he was spitting that real.
Yep. Shit together, but there's so much shit put in place to kind of push motherfuckers apart or make a motherfucker hate a person for this or, you know what I'm saying, or hate on something or not understand something. So, you know, it's just all shit to like kind of keep us apart for us. So, you know, I'm probably the most open-minded person, like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I already be understanding, like if somebody don't understand it, I get it, you know what I'm saying? Cause it's music that I might not like. And it's, you know what I'm saying? I get that shit. It's like, I Sold My Kidney as a freestyle. I recorded on my phone. Like why, you know what I'm saying? Like,
word.
Like I can get somebody not liking that. You feel
what
I mean?
Hey, like, man, fuck it. Like, I'm gonna be saying that because like you already like an open book though. You even be saying it on your socials. Like,
right.
I wrote this shit on my phone. People like, you ain't wrote this shit. Like, all right, believe what you don't want to believe. You know what I mean?
Yeah, facts, yeah. It's, you know, it's just, it's, I, you know, I get it, you know what I'm saying? It's very easy to be understood, I mean, misunderstood. You know what I'm saying? And plus, Lil B, you know, he always kind of was very controversial. So, you know, a lot of people either you either love or you hate Lil B. I think I'm kind of a similar artist.
Yeah. Hey, man, I don't care what nobody say, bro. I got to give B his flowers, man. Like, and you give him credit too, bro. For the people who don't understand, bro, 2012, I'll even say like 2010 to 2013, Lil B, bro, was, you can may not like him, but hey, you can't say you wasn't bumping some of this shit. Nigga, Wonton Soup, nigga. Right. High school, bro, that shit was cold, yeah, bro. That's all niggas was listening to,
going
nigga.
Crazy, right.
Come on, bro. A legend right. in the game.
Right, right. He definitely, he influenced a lot of the game too, in many different ways, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you look at a lot of the artists, like a Famous Dex or, you know what I'm saying, different artists right. that came, and the way they got in the game was by just dropping a bunch of content, you know what I mean? Which, you know, also Lil Wayne did the same thing, but Lil Wayne did it where he already had kind of a platform when he did it. Lil B, you know what I'm saying, he kind of built his platform by dropping a bunch of content, so... You know, I think he kind of changed the game with the internet and how artists use the internet. He built a lot of platforms too. You know, a lot of people don't remember, like, if you look at like a DJ Vlad, you know what I mean? A lot of those first million view videos on Vlad was like a Lil B.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, bro. Lil B was everywhere, man. I mean, like you said, controversy is definitely going to lead people away. And that's cool. Like, at the end of the day, I always heard, it doesn't matter if it's good publicity or bad publicity. Publicity is publicity. That's the best type of publicity you want to have. And it depends on right. if people are going to actually like you at the end of the fucking day. So, yeah, you got that right. catch, bro. And then I'm going to honestly say this. Like, the one thing I like to do on the show, I like to show the human side as well as just be my random ass high moments talking to my guests.
Right.
Now, bro, you even right. got to spot it out. And I just want to make sure I'm corrected. Are we expecting a baby Michi to be correct?
Oh yeah, facts. Yeah, baby Michi.
Congratulations.
He on the way. He due in August, so I'm probably, you know, baby Michi.
See, the world don't want it. See, the world trying to hate on me right now and Michi Snacks with this great interview. I don't know if y'all can hear him.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, yeah, we back. You back? Yeah, dog. Yeah. Hey. I was getting cut up by, you know what I'm saying? Y'all getting cut up by the government. But hell yeah, bro. Michi Snacks, bro. Baby Michi Snacks out here, man. Congratulations, my nigga. Shout out to Hellboy. Shout out to Maji 1300, man. I had them in the
Yeah, for sure. Shout out to guys.
Yeah, bro. They were like legit the one of the most entertaining duos that I've actually met in person. And I'm not talking about for like an interview. I'm just talking about like in person.
Yeah.
Like, they are fucking hilarious. And I
man, they're a movie.
Yeah, bro. I love their spirit, man. They was giving you good props when we was actually in the whip. And it pissed me off, bro, because that part got cut up because my camera wasn't working correctly. But they was just giving you know what I'm saying, homage or like showing you like you basically showed them the ropes, you know what I mean, with some certain shit.
Right.
And they
right,
weren't like
right.
they weren't on no like bullshit, bro. Tell me like
yeah.
what is something that you could say showed you as a youngster to be like, let me go on and like, you know what I'm saying, bring up the next generation? Because was it something that you didn't have coming up, like mentorship like that? Because I look at you like that towards them, man.
Yeah, I just never, I always wanted to be what I didn't have, you know. I feel like in Cincinnati, it's a lot of hate and just like people, anytime people get any type of knowledge or any type of like advantage or, you know, just learn the game at all, they just try to keep it to themselves. You know what I mean? So it's like,
yeah,
people kind of like hoard knowledge and hoard, like everybody want, oh, I got to be this. I got to be the first to do this or I got to. But with me, it was always like, shit, I want to spread that shit around as much as possible because I know that they going to go 10 times as far as I'm ever going to go. You know what I'm saying? Just off of their drive and, you know what I mean? Like what they want to do, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, I can't sit there and if I see an artist and I know, because I, you know, when I met Hellboy, when I met Majin, like I knew they were superstars, you know what I'm right. saying? So it's like, I can't sit there. If I see a superstar, I'm not going to try to at least, you know, do what I can to help them, you know what I'm saying? Or not really, you know what I'm saying? Because they don't need my help or nothing, but it was like, yeah. why not? Why not try to be something, you know what I mean? Do something for them, you know what I'm saying? Like, whether it's to shoot a video for free or to anything, you know what I'm saying? Like any little thing, you know what I mean? Because it's like, it's all love with me, you feel me? But I know coming up with me, a lot of like my big homies were just older people. It was a lot of like, you know what I mean, people didn't really want to like share the love. Yeah.
The comment section is hilarious right now.
Yeah, facts. But yeah, like, you know, with like a lot of, you know, it just was always something I never had. So I, you know, I seen that at a young age, like, shit, I got to make sure, you know, if I ever get any type of opportunity to help young artists, I got to try to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, dog. And you know what, man? That's a message bar right there. And I don't know how much time you got, Meech, but I'd definitely like to just keep it going because this is definitely a really good talk, man. People got to actually know that.
Oh, yeah,
shit.
For sure.
At the end of the day, like, you know what I'm saying? We ain't calling y'all kids and nothing like that, but the next generation is way more important than us. I always say,
Not sonning them or none of that. I'm just, that's why I said, like, they bigger, they gonna be bigger than I ever will be. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's just like knowing that, you know, it's things that I've already done that they gonna have to do.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like, you gotta try to, you know, at least like, help them along that path, you know what I mean? Instead of just...
You don't know how much...
Like, I feel like a lot of people...
Go ahead, talk.
I feel like a lot of people, you know, when they see a younger artist that... They see a superstar and they damn near try to cut their wings, you know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
But it's like, you know, you gotta help them spread their wings, don't, you know what I mean? Try to cut them down.
And the thing about old people, man, it isn't like... They don't like to pass down the torch, bro. I watched this old shit back in the day. I forgot what year the Olympics was in Berlin or something like that. But they were the original people that came up with passing the torch. Think about that for a second.
Exactly.
The most cool, jacked up country in the world came up with the most iconic tradition on earth. So it's just you never know what kind of stuff people can come up with whenever they really just put their mind to some shit. But at the end of the day, man,
exactly.
I gotta hit you with this because, like, I love getting high and I love talking about just random ass shit. So, like, hit me with this, bro. What would you pick? Who do you think win a fight between Invader Zim or the Grim Reaper from Billy and Mandy?
Definitely the Grim Reaper.
Hey.
Definitely. I don't know. That's a close one because Invader Zim.
Invader Zim had.
Man, I don't know.
Remember he had girls?
Yeah, facts. I don't know, man. That might be that'd be like a 10 episode fight.
Would you love to see?
That's like the Freezer saga or something.
You know what I mean? Hey, and for the loved ones, man, if they don't know that, that's an old 90s cartoon reference, early 2000s reference. You know what I mean? Would you ever pay for a celebrity death match reboot?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay. Give me your what would be your ultimate, like, main event fight? The first fight you want to see back in today's celebrity?
I want to see something like Jay-Z and Nas or something.
Jay-Z versus Nas fighting. Settle that beef once and for all.
Yeah, definitely. Facts. Or, you know what I mean? Something like that. Or 50 Cent. 50 Cent and Ja Rule, I think, would be a great
one. Oh, my God. And then they fight.
50 Cent and Ja Rule.
It would be lit, too. Have the venue, like, where they were supposed to have that, like, that getaway that Ja Rule was scamming all people for, had them fight in the middle of that place. What was that shit called, bro?
Yeah, the island, the fire festival.
Yes, bro, had a fire.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll pay for
Will
that
Pump
shit.
Versus Joe Biden.
Hey, you hear me? I'll pay for that shit.
Yeah.
HBO Max.
Facts. Trump versus somebody, too.
HBO Max sleeping on that bag, dog. I'm looking through it on your YouTube, man, on your description. The only thing that you got in your description on your YouTube page is one word, Ohio. I mean, I know the actual answer. I know everybody probably do, but give me your most, I'm going to say your poetic answer on why Ohio is so important to Meechie Stacks other than it being your birthplace.
Just, you know, I feel like Ohio is crazy. It's almost like we in the middle of everything. So we almost like a mixture of so many different things, you know what I mean?
Right.
Kentucky too. And I think you know, it's just important to me because I want to always build up Ohio, you know what I mean? Ohio is legendary, man. We got some of the most legendary musicians from Boosie to Roger, and you know what I mean?
Ivy Brothers.
Man, you know what I mean? The list just goes on and on. Cudi.
Yep.
Bone Thugs and Harmony, you know what I mean? High Tech. So I just want to continue that tradition and just always be true to Ohio, you know what I'm saying? And just always, because, you know, I know we used to say stuff about, like, Lil Bow Wow repping Atlanta and stuff. Lil Bow Wow, another Ohio legend.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I just want to continue that tradition and always, like, show love. Marilyn Manson, facts. George Clooney, L.A. Reid, Cat Williams.
Steph Curry, LeBron James.
You know what I mean? Like, Ohio is super underrated. Yeah, you feel me? Like, super underrated.
I give Ohio that credit, man, because I definitely, once I moved here, I'm not lying, bro. It was a big culture shock on me to not understand it at the beginning. But I, like, growing to, like, love the Black history here for sure, too, man. When James Brown came in here and basically, like, became James Brown because of Cincinnati in itself.
Exactly.
All that stuff plays a part in making me like, damn, this is a really dope place to be at. Like, I love looking at the murals and shit like that out here. So it's dope, bro. I fuck with that beach. That's what's up, dog. Yeah, shout out to Ohio. And Bass God. I'm just being, he's like, young Bass God.
Oh, yeah.
He said something.
And you know, Bass God show a lot of love to Ohio,
for
too.
For sure, bro. And then, I mean, I got to ask you, I'm curious, how did it, like, organically come about, you and Bass God, man? How did that first come about? Was it just a straight-up internet connection?
Yeah, well, we met before, but it was just really just talking and, you know, we became closer and, he kind of started mentoring me a little bit, you know what I mean? And schooled me to a lot of shit I didn't know about.
Word.
And, you know, like over time we just started working and, you know, we just kept getting bangers. You feel me? Like kept throwing, but like, he hit me up just the other day, like, bro, send me something. I'm like, damn, I ain't got nothing ready for you. Like, you feel me? Like, so I got to, you know, figure out some more shit to send him too.
Okay.
But we got a couple bangers that's like sitting in the vault.
Okay. And what has been like, in your opinion, the most high peak moment of so far Meechie Stacks' career in this music life?
Oh, shit. Probably like, I just recorded yesterday, like the song with DMC, man. That shit is like mind blowing to
Hold
me.
On,
cause
DMC?
It's like, you know, Run DMC. DMC from Run DMC. Cause you know, I'm a hip hop historian. So like getting DMC on the song kind of solidified like, you know, the hip hop side of shit for me as far as like coming full circle.
Whoa.
Cause you know, Lil B definitely was also that same way.
Yeah, man.
But then, you know, to go from Lil B to then DMC and I got a Corrupt verse from Dog Pound.
Yo.
Crooked Eye verse.
Whoa, wait a minute. Can I?
Yeah,
hold on. I knew I need to get a message, not a message board, but a goddamn soundboard in this bitch. Yo, that is like,
yeah.
I don't know if that's breaking news or not, but that's big as fuck, bro. Like, and you're saying it like, I'm asking you what's the gas prices? Like, my nigga just said, if y'all didn't know, we put down the rolling weed up shit. My nigga just said,
yeah,
he got a motherfucking Corrupt verse, dog. I learned how to fucking do the Crip Walk off Corrupt music, nigga.
You feel me? Like, yeah, literally.
That's
right,
dope,
right,
bro.
That's crazy. Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Continue. I'm sorry. This is your show today, nigga. I'm for real though, man. Everything that's dope. That shows with music. That shows with moving does for you, bro. Like, okay, so. Gotta ask you, just keep it going. When can we expect any of that? Is it coming anytime soon, or are we just chilling on it right now?
I'm not sure. I'm trying to figure out if I'm gonna put it on an album. I really might sit on them and keep working on them. Try to make them better.
Okay.
I know I'm dropping a Spanish album after I drop this next album.
Word.
So all of those is like in English, so I can't put them on there. So probably sometime in the summer.
Respect. That'd be perfect too. Everybody love dancing to some Spanish ass music, boy. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, for sure. But my Spanish album is crazy, man.
Okay then. So means you can speak fluent Spanish too, my nigga?
I won't say fluent, but you know, enough to sit there and write the songs out and, you know, use Google Translate and shit.
Hey, there you go. That's how you use technology today, for sure. Hey, no, and everything, bro. Has Corona taught you, if anything, what has Corona taught you? Because I've stopped taking the negative out of shit with Corona. I've started taking some more positive, even though I lost members of my family and shit like that. But what has been something that has been positive that you took it out of this whole saga in the year of coronavirus?
I think just like staying more true to myself. Once you like, you know, it kind of forced everybody to be more isolated a little bit, and you can't really just go do whatever you want to do, like, especially in the beginning. And it kind of just like made me sit with myself and realize, like, okay, what do you want to do? How you want to do it? How are you gonna do it? And I feel like I just like perfected my plans and shit a lot. I got to sit and think, you know what I mean, a little more. Everything wasn't as fast paced.
Yeah.
So I think my thought process was really helped by Corona, you know what I mean? And You know, I just feel like I'm thinking a lot clearer now. Plus, I slowed down on a lot of shit. Like, I don't even smoke as much. You know what I'm saying?
Wow,
I don't,
that's good.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't really go out anymore. You know what I'm saying? So it's like work, work, work. I mean, like, even like programming a video game, I never would have had time to sit there and try to do that.
Man, we about to get to that too, dude. this is so fucking dope. Right.
That's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit like that. I never would have had time to do the video game or I'm trying to come with the crypto. I got the crypto coming.
Okay.
So, like, Michi coin. So, you know what I mean? Shit like that. I probably wouldn't have sat down and did that if Corona, you know, because I was just running, you know what I mean? So,
hey, man.
Definitely like the.
If anyone, I'm putting a top five, like a Mount, I'll say Mount Rushmore is top four for people that I actually physically, like, actually legit know who took Corona the whole quarantine time and by the nuts and said, man, fuck it. I got you.
Yeah.
I got you up there. I got my boy Dolo. I gotta say, my pops out here doing good with his business. And I'ma say like just my little niece doing dope on the TikTok and shit. But bro, it's like you, bro, you over here that ain't said fuck music for a minute. Let me go ahead on and make me a goddamn game that I know is gonna last longer than any of this shit. And that's one thing that if anybody knows, bro, it's never going away, man. Kids love games. Michi, is the game, what's the name again? It's called Find Michi Stacks?
Where's Michi Stacks? Stack?
Okay, how did that concept come about? And like, okay, before you start smoking, were you like super high, came up with that idea, or what was it? Like, who motivated you to come up with that idea?
I was actually sober when I came up with the idea, but it came about just, I think I was just thinking about shit I wanted to do next and shit, and I was just sitting and thinking, and I'm like, you know, what do I want to do? Because I wrote a movie, but I'm not really ready to shoot that yet.
Okay.
And, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I was working on different albums and stuff, but then it just popped. I don't know how that shit popped. I just thought about it like, shit, bro, I need to make a video game. Then I'm like, well, how do I make a video game? So I look up, like, well, how can you put a video game out?
Yeah.
And then I realized that the Google developer accounts is only $25.
What?
So I'm like, shit, you can put a game, you know what I'm saying? You can get a Google developer account for $25.
Okay.
So I'm like, shit, if it's only $25, I might as well do this shit and just put out some games, put out some apps, you know what I mean? Shit like that. So I'm like, yeah, you know, that's just was a next step. Because me and I can't even take full credit, though, because me and Docs, we was actually talking about this shit because he was talking about dropping some apps.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I want to have a game, you know what I'm saying? So he been working on apps, though, for like, I want to say about a year before this drop. So I kind of did get the idea from him, too.
Word. Okay, then. That's what's up. Hey, that's when you know you got a good circle right there, dog. People motivating you to stay positive or do better, man, than yesterday. That's what's up, dog. And
yes, sir.
And if anything, dog, where is the, let's see. I like to say it because we in times that kind of like got out of the interviewing segment, just started doing podcasts and shit. For the STEMI Joe Biden, they call him Money Bag Joe now. And anything that you think Money Bag Joe can, what would be, this is what I want to ask you. If there was a song that you can convince Money Bag Joe to like say, hey, yeah, Michi, come to the White House and perform this song. What song would it be and why?
If they wanted me to perform at the White House?
Yes.
I don't think I would go to the White House. I'm not going to lie, bro.
Hey, I respect that. No, I honestly respect that, dog. Real talk. Okay.
I'm not going to lie. There's too much going on.
I respect that. No, how about this? Let's rephrase that then. Let's say Farrakhan asked you to come perform at his birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
What song would you perform then?
Probably the song I got coming with DMC.
Okay.
For sure. Okay. It's called Melly Mel.
Okay. Damn, stay on the lookout for Melly Mel, y'all. And then
it got more of a message to it.
That's what's up, dog. That's what's up. What would you describe yourself or your music in three emojis? that's about two, three.
Three emojis, a heart, a laugh emoji, and a jet taking off emoji.
Okay, then. And then this is going to be my final actual question I wrote down.
Okay.
for the time that you have been on Earth so far, I kind of got my little journalist back with this one. For the time that you've been on Earth so far, what has been the most thing that you have been proud of? And it doesn't have to be music itself.
Probably, you know, baby Michi, you know what I'm saying? I'm super excited to be bringing a child into this world. And, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, he can go farther than I ever could imagine. I'm trying to make sure I make the best platform for him to do anything he want to do. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah. But
definitely baby Michi. Like, that's because it's something I didn't really think I would, you know, have. I didn't even think I could have kids, really.
Wow.
You know what I mean? You know, different situations, you know, that's something that's very exciting for me and very fulfilling.
Yeah, bro. Hey, I'll be honest with you. Like, as much as you're an open book, I am too, bro. I didn't think I was going to have a kid either until my kid came a year and some change ago, bro. So it's just how great the higher up works, my dude. And I already know you're going to be a dope-ass daddy because you're a dope-ass individual yourself, man. So that's a good-ass answer right there, bro. I wouldn't expect nothing less out of that. And I ain't even going to lie to you, dog. Right. Like, I like to be honest with everybody. I know you, so I don't like to keep everybody time. But I do like to just go to end the show off because it is Sunday. We like to go on and relax and chill out like that. But I like to do things differently than I did last year. So the show ends not by me talking. It ends by the guest talking. So, Meaty Stacks, how would you like the show to end? You have the final words. Go ahead and go with that shit, my G.
Much love to everybody that's out there watching. Much love to everybody that commented. Let's all just keep working, keep grinding. We about to go to the top. You feel me?
Yeah. Yeah. And we out this bitch. Y'all know.
Shout out to the base guy.
Yeah, for sure, bro. We out this bitch. Meaty, let them know where they can find you at, man, just for the YouTube channel.
Okay, the YouTube channel, just search Meaty Stacks. Instagram, Meaty Racks 1, Twitter, A1 Meaty Stacks. I'm on all platforms. Weibo, if you in Japan, I'm on Weibo.
Okay, then. Never heard of it.
Yeah, just everything.
That's lit, bro.
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to get all the apps that people be on in other countries. I'm trying to build them apps up so then, you know what I'm saying, like I can have them platforms too as well, you know what I'm saying?
That's another message.
Because I'm doing more numbers like outside of the country than inside the country.
Hey, man, I ain't trying to hold you much longer, but if you could, man, explain to niggas that shit. Because I remember when I was talking to somebody a while back, I think it was Scott Sims, and he said he was a Christian rapper. And he said he got more love in Texas. He from Cincinnati.
Yeah.
What is it about? What do you think it is about that demographic where people aren't like, they ain't fuck with you where they can see you every day compared to people 10,000 miles away and they bumping your shit like it's Master P and 99. Right.
Well, I mean, I think that's really what it is. I mean, just like you said, when people can see you every day and can touch you, they might just look at it like, well, I'm going to go listen to Lil Baby. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But somebody that, you know, you more mysterious or you know what I'm saying? They give you a shot more. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I can remember like a lot of the people that blew up in Cincinnati. When people would play their music before they blew up, people would complain. And, you know what I'm saying? And people, oh, I don't like that. Turn that off. But then once they blow up in Atlanta or they blow up in New York or they blow up in L.A., then it's like everybody love them. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's almost like you got to blow up somewhere else first, then bring it back to Cincinnati. Because then they're like, oh, okay, well, if they like you in L.A. or if they like you in Atlanta, I can give you a chance. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like, I don't think it's just being more accessible. You know what I'm saying? Plus, also, I think the difference in not knowing the languages, so then it's more like, you know, like, for example, I saw my Kenny, the video got put out on the Fuck Them platform on YouTube.
Okay.
So that's in Slovakia. Hmm. You see what I'm saying? So a lot of those people don't even really speak English as good. So it's like, you know, they hearing it, and it's a whole different song to them. You see what I'm saying? They down there got to try to figure out what you're saying more. They got to go more into detail. So you can almost put out a song like maybe Let's Go that only got like 10 words in it, but they still got to decipher it more. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, you know what I mean? It's something different for them. You know what I mean? And I think that they just give stuff more of a chance.
That's a crazy fucked up way, but I honestly, I see just like that, bro. It's the truth, man. It's the truth, man. Like, it's sad, bro, but it's the truth. Meaty Stacks, man, I appreciate you, my dog. Like I said, y'all can check my dude out on everything. Y'all heard what he just said, and he's worldwide out in the streets, my guy. Hey, stay safe out there, man. Keep washing your hands. Keep your mask up. I know he is. He's a great example, y'all. Y'all do the same fucking thing. Wear your fucking mask, bro. Damn. Hey, go ahead on. Be great, Michi, bro. Have a good week, my dog. Appreciate you, dog. For real.
What's up, bro? You too, man. Right, man. You too. Much love, man. Yes, sir. All right, brother.